Moldover, that was absolutely stunning.
You turned it 87.9 Pirate Cat Radio, and you were just listening to Moldover here live on the air. And I know it sounded amazing just listening to it, but seriously, we had like a crowd of people at the window to the studio because you do not even understand the insanity that is going on back here. He's playing an instrument basically that he made himself, which really makes me wish that we were on Pirate Cat TV right now. And there is a Pirate Cat TV, by the way. And you guys should come on it. I'm totally serious. So now we're going to do an interview with you. Yeah, you want to go take a seat? Okay, cool. All right.
So
this is just insanity going on in here. What's going on? Can you explain to the listeners?
I mean, yeah, it's hard to get across how amazing this is. You really have to witness it in person. But maybe, Moldover, you can tell us a little bit about your live setup and what
sure.
It was that really amazed us just this moment ago.
Well, I got this instrument I built called the Mojo, which is a custom controller that's hooked up to my computer, just running a bunch of fun software, some custom stuff going on in there. So that's kind of like my band. It plays back tracks, you know, like drums, guitar, bass, keyboards kind of things. And so I'm like tweaking that and kind of dub mixing that on the fly. And then I'm just playing guitar, like the fun parts, you know, the solos. And I'm using the microphone with some effects like vocoding and a reverb.
It's really fantastic. I mean, there's such an array of manipulations that are happening on this new custom controller that he built. I mean, and it's the tactile feedback that you worked into the design is just really impressive, the way that it operates like a real musical instrument.
Yeah, I'm really big on like things you can touch and feel and move, and there's a lot of work being done in like interactive interfaces, touch screens, and things that light up, and those are cool. But to me, like coming from a guitar, like, you know, acoustic drums background, I'm used to like feeling things in my hands and manipulating like physical things. So I tried to make a controller that was covered with fun physical things.
So did you just dream up this board, and did you have someone make it, or did you like physically have a hand in putting all the components together, and like how did you decide where things go on it and everything like
well,
that?
Well, I started like just buying stuff, you know, controllers you can buy in stores and order online, and playing with those, and then I quickly started realizing, you know, they had shortcomings as far as like they're kind of a new thing. People aren't performing with them as much as people are performing with guitars. So, you know, whereas guitars and pianos and whatever have been evolving for a long, long time, like the controller as an instrument is kind of a new thing. So I was like, these are cool, but they could be better. So I started like modifying them and gluing bits of plastic and duct taping things together, which was kind of like ghetto. And at some point I was like, man, I should really build something from scratch. So I kind of, you know, I talked to friends who build stuff and they gave me tips, and I kind of drew the thing. You can just make drawings right now and send it over to a metal shop, and they cut you out a piece of metal that looks just like your drawing, and you go home and fill it with buttons and you're done.
Yeah, because for the people who obviously cannot, who are listening and who can't see it, I mean, it is very like, it's sleek and it's clean and it's metal and it's shiny, and it's not some sort of like rinky-dink bunch of dolls that have been patched together or something like that.
It's
like
a very attractive instrument.
Yeah,
I think very aptly called the Mojo.
Yeah, well, I'm trying to make the controller of the future. You know, like, people will be building custom instruments like that a lot more as more people, like, become controllerists and start performing in this way.
Right. I mean, in what point did you decide that, like, a guitar is not enough and that the stuff out there isn't enough? Like, at what point were you fully dissatisfied with what was available?
It was kind of the other way around. It was like I found software and all the crazy, crazy stuff you can do with a computer. And I mean, people in all arts are doing that, you know, like, video and visual and brainwave manipulation and even DJs are using computer software now, but they haven't really been making a lot of computer peripherals to let you actually control what's going on in your computer. So, it's kind of a natural progression that it's like, you know, we all start realizing, hey, the keyboard and the mouse kind of suck for making music. Let's make something better. But not necessarily like, you know, take a guitar and plug it into the computer and try and play like drums with it or something. You know, it's to me, it's like there needs to be a new concept, something that like, you know, feels good in your hands, but gives you tactile feedback and you move it. And I don't know, it's something like what I've got. I'm getting closer.
An example of a future instrument that seems cool at first appearance would be the Lemur, which is essentially a touchscreen that has a custom control surface that you can draw in a lot of unique ways, but it really fails in a sense as a new instrument, I believe, because you don't have any tactile feedback. You have to rely on your eyes to look at the screen and what you're doing, whereas there's an aesthetic that we're creating and in these new instruments which have to do with really delivering the feeling to your hand and really creating it in a way that's ergonomic. And
I like to feel it in my hand. That's pretty much sums it up.
Right.
Interview's over, guys.
Sorry.
I'm just kidding.